is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, September 11th, and a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is CA Nuri and I shall be your host for today. Today, we are talking campaign finance reform. In fact, we have one or two other things we want to speak about, but I say, Aaron, let's continue the conversation. I maintain my Prime Minister, the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, was correct. We do not have the stomach, the gumption, the wherewithal. I add words now.
Because you definitely not only adding words, but adding meanings.
Yeah. And I'm putting all this meaning into it.
Because I'm sure
that's
not what was meant by appetite.
No? Well, the conclusion is still the same. No matter what else word I add to it, I don't believe that Bahamians are prepared to challenge the Prime Minister and by extension, the leader of the opposition in order to get campaign finance reform. Case in point. Only one way for this to happen, despite the Progressive Liberal Party using that as one of the campaign promises, despite putting it inside the
Blueprint for Change manifesto.
Not just that. The integrity for the national plan of the Bahamas.
And despite this, work ongoing on campaign finance law, Mitchell says.
Let us talk.
18th of January, 2024. Work is ongoing to develop a legal framework
political
to govern
talk.
Campaign finance practices. No, not political talk. Minister of Foreign Affairs Fred Mitchell told officials of the Organization of American States yesterday.
Yeah.
See, if it was political talk, it would have been the chairman of the PLP party talking to his supporters via vote.
Do you remember the press secretary?
Minister.
You remember the old press secretary?
Latorre Mackey?
Who got killed and we never found out why. Who turned general manager someplace.
Oh.
And when he said the prime minister have two tongues. No, he didn't say that. What he said? He says talk differently for one set of people. This is just one of the examples of that. Don't mind what he say to the people from foreign soil.
But when it's Minister of Foreign Affairs, right, then we talk in policy. When it's chairman of the PLP party, we talk in politics. I just wanted to hear from a policy position.
Do you remember when the United States just critiqued us recently and said they're concerned about campaign financing or the declaration? Just recently. This is like less than a month ago.
Here's an article, stalled. U.S. criticizes Bahamas over delay to enact laws to help fight corruption. 19th of July, 2024. The U.S. has accused the government of, quote, stalling, close quote, the full enactment of anti-corruption laws that would accelerate improved transparency and accountability.
We ain't stalling
it,
no, Aaron. We ain't stalling.
We shut the car off.
We ain't doing it. The car ain't moving. We just ain't doing it. They can talk all they want.
I mean, like how when you tell your wife you's going to buy her that big, big thing this weekend, you promise, and you get in the car, and then all of a sudden the car stalled at like the corner, but it turns out it didn't stall, you just turn it off and flood it?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should have known better.
Anyway, just in case you all missed the articles, stalled, U.S. criticizes Bahamas over delay to laws to help fight corruption, and work ongoing on campaign finance law, Mitchell says.
And see, we need to appreciate what is happening here, right? All of this, I want it, and I passionate. And it's, stop talking. Just stop it. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen because you don't want it to happen.
You know when it'll happen?
When I say you, I'm talking about the Bahamian people.
But you know when it'll happen?
Does not want it to happen.
You know when it'll happen?
Go ahead.
When I become Prime Minister. That's when it'll happen. Not because I'll make it happen, but because people will demand. They'll say, no, her, not her. No.
I'm starting to think you write movies.
Look here.
You just have your own world.
Before we go to the text line,
Aaron Green,
the numbers
Prime
to
Minister.
Call, 323.
Of what country?
Listen. Charles is my cousin. He could make me Prime Minister of whatever country.
You still believe Charles will own this country?
No, I didn't say that.
This country belongs to us black people.
You may have me down. because of all the people in the studio, who's 100% African, it ain't me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
32362.
I had no powers at all.
3236232. 3254316. 3254259. 242300-5720. Family Island Residence, toll free. Text line 422GR96. That's 4224796. The question on the table, are you for or against campaign finance reform?
Add to that, what do you plan to do?
With the money? I know what I plan to do with the money.
Not to do with the money. To make sure,
what they plan on doing with
the money? To make sure it is enacted, enforced.
What I plan to do?
What do you plan to do? Because our prime minister didn't speak. The chairman of their party didn't speak. The leader of the opposition didn't speak. Now, the ball is... You know when you play... You ever play handball when you're young?
Yeah.
And when you get that BAP handball onto your side, mm-hmm. it is your job now is to return the ball.
Mm-hmm.
The ball is in our court.
Somebody taught raccoons how to eat gnap. That somebody is me. Wait till you see what I can teach them to do next. Let's go to the text line again. The phone lines are open. Please call in. Share your position. Are you for or against campaign finance reform? Here we go.
Despite the declaration of the Prime Minister, the PLPs will vote PLP. And the FNM, despite the declaration of the leader of the opposition, will vote FNM. They know it already. That's why they're able to proclaim. Bahamians don't have the appetite to do it.
Here's a text. With some of his statements yesterday, PM Davis brought back memories of an arrogant PM Minnis. And we all know what happened to his party when election came. A word to the wise is sufficient. PM Davis challenged Pintard to say who donated to the FNM. Pintard said that he would gladly do so if Davis does, and now Davis says that he would do if his donors say that he can. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Wow.
Circular.
Game of chicken here, and Davis is the chicken. But Texter, did you see the chairman of the FNM, Dwayne Sands' face at the press conference when he too appeared to be challenging statements made by the leader of his party? Another text. Good morning, Aaron and CA. So why did the PLP put it in their manifesto if they knew they weren't going to do it?
For votes.
Another
now you know.
Text. The text says, extremely for it, it being campaign finance reform. Another text, for campaign finance reform. Another text, good day, Mr. Newry. You are in the minority. I want to know about where the PLP and FNM get their money from.
I could be in the minority. An election is less than 2 years away, and y'all can vote PLP and FNM. I got to be in the majority. Y'all don't have the stomach for it.
Their donors are the ones pulling the strings in the country, and it may not be in the best interest of the majority of us.
You believe the number boys, men, have influence inside the Bahamas because they donate to the political parties? That laws could be made to benefit them?
Yes.
You actually believe that for true?
That is the politics that you all accept as normal.
You believe that they could get contracts because they donated heavily to a political party?
I believe that's possible. And without precise legislation to prevent it from happening, or in the instance of a small island developing state, mechanisms to manage conflicts of interest that cannot be avoided. Yeah.
Do you believe hotels, big major hotels, should be able to donate to political parties?
Not without declaring exactly how much.
Well, we know they didn't declare it.
They donated. And without proof of where the funds, how the funds were used.
What about people who want to invest inside the Bahamas, but they haven't come in yet? They proposing a proper proposal. And I say, man, let me do a donation to your political party.
No.
No?
No.
What if I give a donation to like,
let me and guess. And you talking parties, wait till we get to individual politicians.
What can a business who have proposing to do business in the Bahamas donate to a specific ministry, say Ministry of Tourism? Here is $10 million to do, you all can do whatever you
mean that beautify. Section? You mean that section of the legislation covering or providing oversight for the Tourism Development Fund and the part that said gifts?
Yeah, gifts.
Yeah, that's what you're referencing?
I wasn't referencing it. I was just hinting towards it.
No.
But you see, it's happening. That's my point. We're able to get gifts now. And the Bahamian people is aware that we're able to get gifts.
But
thank you.
You see, that's my point.
Thank you for reminding me.
Be able to get gifts.
One of the other things we had on the table, Cabinet Office Notice of Board and Committees. Boards and committees and the Tourism Development Fund and the Tourism Development Corporation are also on that list, Mr. Newry. Okay, another text. Mm-hmm. Ride the wave with Brave Davis, KC, in parentheses, King Kong, leader of Kong Nation. I guess that's a vote for you, Mr. Newry. I mean, not for you, because you're not the King Kong. You're just supporting the King. I don't know what you're doing, but the point is, that's a vote against campaign finance reform.
My point is, I remember a former prime minister said, either you cut bait or you come off this boat.
You sure the prime minister could swim?
He's been to St. John's, their pool.
What that mean?
He's supposed to be able to swim.
Cheapest he tried, show us he could swim.
He from,
like the Commodore.
He from the family island.
Like
swim.
The Commodore should have to show us he could swim.
He's get extra money. That's what he's get extra money for.
You could imagine you're a Commodore and you get a responsibility allowance and it's potentially you cannot swim.
Never gone in the pool.
Tell Newry that it was his good prime minister who brought up this issue.
Nothing wrong with that. We're reminding you all to stop complaining because it is what it is. He ain't prepared to doing it. We are not prepared to doing it. What can y'all do?
Don't put that on the table.
What can you do?
Let's be responsible in our conversation.
What can you do?
Seems like everyone that doesn't agree with Mr. Newry is in the minority. Please give me a break. LOL. That's the text. That ain't me. You can read it yourself.
I understand. My how I'm in the majority is elections soon come. You won't see no behemoth say, I'm not voting for you because of campaign finance reform. It ain't gonna happen.
No, listen,
so that means you have to be,
pause,
you have to be, you all gotta be
pause,
the minority.
Mr. Newry.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, but the reasons you're giving, right? Like the work. You have to give the answer and then show the work. Remember that in school?
Yeah.
Yeah, the work that you show, take the answer, but you don't understand the question.
I come
right
up from the American system where you got to bubble in.
We don't
show workings no more. You just got to get it right.
You're correct. It won't happen
mm-hmm.
unless certain things happen.
Like what?
For instance, like you say, ain't nobody going to just jump up and say, voting for you because
there you go.
Bang, bang, bang.
There you go.
An entity... When an organization, right,
mm-hmm.
has been created
mm-hmm.
that does the work
mm-hmm.
of showing the public, based on public records available, right, access to public records, what monies the FNM take in,
mm-hmm.
what they expend, mm-hmm. right? Like, we need systems in place
okay.
to have a real conversation.
Who could put in those systems? Both political, major political parties said they're not going to go into
You worried about political parties?
Both political parties said they ain't doing it.
Unfortunately, the political class and the merchant class have been compromised. And that's where all your resources are. Here's another text. Papa, you give into a public servant. That contribution and dissemination should be public knowledge. Tell them, boo-boo left the country. We wake, woke, and waking. Another text says, Papa needs to be the Minister of Social Services with Tada and Aaron Bionic Brown as his main people. Diversify our government. Another text, Aaron, why won't one of the Valley Boys and as me themselves, the Valley Boys, and pay me for the name? After all, one is rushing for fun. Let me tell you something, sir. I am going to respond to this briefly in this moment. If the 1958, somebody referenced, they made the distinction between the 1958 Valley Boys and the Johnny Come Latelys, right? If the 1958 Valley Boys refuse to let the Valley Boys live, then let's stop wasting all this time and words and just wrap it up in a piece of parchment paper and bury it in the ground and let it die. Look at how many groups, how many tremendous, phenomenal people have been forced to leave the group to be able to breathe, and y'all call that success? It's 2024 and y'all don't have no bathroom, and y'all call that success, worthy of herald, worthy of my taxpayer dollars, worthy of my policymakers' attention? Y'all just like these political parties. Y'all think people gonna bend prostrate and say, yes, sir, take advantage of me some more, sir. I love it when you kick me like that, sir. That's what y'all really expect sometimes. We're not gonna talk Valley Boy anymore for the moment. Another text. Great show as usual. It won't happen when I become PM, I will tell you all, Brave ain't do it, Minister ain't do it, so don't even ask me to do it.
That's your YA.
I have no idea.
That's your YA text.
The PLP is afraid to show donors like FTX and SBF to the PLP. I forget what SBF meant for a second. Mm. Another text. I'm for it, but not sure it will make a difference, to be honest. It would only serve solely as information for us, in my opinion. That's why I say you need systems and mechanisms. And it is. Mm-hmm. It's not like disrespectful. It's like inefficient and ineffective. It's problematic to ask people to expend their energy and then you have nothing to do with it, right? Mm. Another text, Aaron. Oh, okay, here we go. Ooh. Aaron, the PM couldn't have said that. He doesn't know how the campaign finance conversation came up when he accused Pintard of being a water boy and receiving funds from the GBPA. And yes, I am for campaign finance reform, signed the Advocate for Male Empowerment. Another text, Aaron, both you and I know, despite the things what people claim Peter Nygaard committed, Nygaard's organization sponsored and participated in a number of cancer awareness initiatives that raise money for cancer and other initiatives. Well, let me tell you this right now, Texter. If my life has to depend on resources, services, money that was donated by a man that has been found guilty of not just raping, but taking advantage of numerous younger, in fact, creating systems to enable the predatory behavior and take advantage of numerous vulnerable people, including young Bahamian people, black women and boys and girls, I could die. Take me in the bush and bury it and the PLP.
Aaron, our commissioner of police, said that he is investigating whether any type of criminal element happened in the Bahamas regarding Nygaard. To this day, they ain't find nothing yet.
When you bury me, lay that report underneath my body.
No, nothing negatively to no Bahamian here, because there's no case here regarding it. Nothing.
If I got to rely on his money, then let me die in the bush.
That gentleman did wonders to the Bahamas by donating to the government.
No, by exposing. I will give you this. By exposing parties. The dereliction of duty and a nasty, pernicious political culture that says, I would rather depend on the charity of a predator.
But he wasn't a predator here. We have no evidence of that.
I am not even going
to entertain. We're still waiting on the commissioner. So please forget, our commissioner of police tend to say a lot of things.
No,
we
forget that our commissioner of police is plural, have bad memories.
And say, we plan to investigate this, we plan to investigate that, and nothing comes up. We don't hear nothing.
Another text, Aaron, just like the PM, C.A. Nuri is making a statement without a consensus or survey. He doesn't know what we, the people, will do without the data. Yeah, and remember, we trying to be responsible here.
And mind you, my thesis or my conclusion is the data the texter is suggesting only can be coming to fruition during the election. And if the election proves that the Bahamian people are prepared, knowing the information that both political parties today ain't given this the information, if they're prepared to participate, it means that they approve. That's my thesis and that's my conclusion. Clearly, y'all who are texting now are in the minority because I assume that y'all plan to do something. Just not texting in vain and calling in vain.
I'm trying to find the article, one of the local articles on the Nygaard story. You know, the one that talked about the database of names?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember if it was 5,700 mm-hmm. or 4,700. Or 7,700 names that they claim was in the database of men, women, girls, and boys. That
any Bahamian? Found. Any Bahamian's name recall?
I mean, what was implied is that
implied?
A vast number of names were about implied, like you implying.
I imply all kind of things.
Here's another text. Aaron, men don't need bathrooms, ma'am. A real man is used the bathroom outside.
Have mercy.
Their text, I just want to know, were you a part of the panel that decided that the prodigal sons could get seed money this year?
He's one of them.
Because anybody who decided the prodigal sons could get seed money this year should not be a part of any seed money discussion in the future. All right, Mr. Nuri, that is the text line so far. But let's throw out the numbers again, man. I thought more people would want to call in and ask.
Let's know the number.
I hate to think that you may have discouraged people from sharing their opinion. Sheep.
They know they plan to participate in the election. And they are part of the majority who will support the government or the opposition in this general election.
The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, Family Island, toll-free number, text line, 422-GR96.
Recently, transitioning now.
Oh, okay.
Transitioning now. Recently, the Minister of Youth hosted two meetings with the two factions of the Valley Boys.
Okay.
The conclusion was that it's going to have a meeting with the lawyers.
Right. That's what we got from the Sunday meeting.
That was the conclusion. Apparently, yeah. That yesterday was the second meeting with the lawyers. The minister came out and decided that he's going to issue two sets of money to one group. So I'm not sure how much money is awarded to A groups. I think it's about $30,000. So he's going to give both groups $30,000. So to get $60,000 for one Valley Boy group.
Let me read from the article because I can't believe that that's what all of those resources were used to determine.
Read it and you see. And we'll analyze it.
So let's start. There's two articles, one in The Guardian, one in The Tribune. Let's start with The Guardian article. Both factions of Valley Boys to get seed funding, Boleg says.
See?
Both factions of the Valley Boys Junkanoo Group will receive seed funding for the upcoming parades. Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture Mario Boleg announced yesterday. Hold on. Is this the same Mario Boleg that tabled an unaudited report? In the face of the audited report tabled by the Auditor General?
Yes, same gentleman.
Okay. Quote, the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, in keeping with our mandate to support and preserve the rich cultural heritage of the Bahamas.
You hear the word rich? They're saying we're rich.
I look into the words cultural heritage.
Okay.
The Bahamas, and in particular the cherished tradition of Junkanoo, wishes to advise that both the Valley Boys Junkanoo groups will receive seed funding in advance of the upcoming Junkanoo parades. Close quotes, he said in a statement. The Valley Boys, one of the Bahamas' oldest and most successful Junkanoo groups, split earlier this year into the Way Forward Valley Boys and the World Famous Valley Boys, except they can't because the Registrar General said there's no such thing as the World Famous Valley Boys.
See, this is problematic. The minister erred by making this decision, which proliferated to more complex issues. You cannot be given a separating money for a non-entity. Either is one Junkanoo group registered. Whoever that Junkanoo group is registered will get the seed money. That's where we're at. You don't make up a separate one.
Hold on, this is the same gentleman that had his 50th birthday party at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium and even didn't even bother to table an unaudited report of what he spent?
Because he don't care. But we can vote for him again. Don't worry about that.
Last week, as other Junkanoo groups received $30,000 of seed funding from the government, the Valley Boys did not because of, and we go to page 5... their ongoing dispute. Boleg held a meeting with the group leaders and other stakeholders on Sunday in an effort to make a determination on the funding. He said it was his hope that the groups would find a way to unite, but noted after the meeting that the issues between the two sides were insurmountable at this point. But Minister, your job is not to make friends. Your job is to adjudicate policy and law, man.
That's it. Earlier he said he's going to follow the Attorney General's advice. Apparently, this is what he did.
Apparently. He said it was his hope that the groups would find a way to unite, but noted after the meeting that the issues between the two sides were insurmountable at this point. Boleg said yesterday that both groups should be empowered to participate in the parades. Quote, Junkanoo is a cornerstone of Bahamian culture, and it is our responsibility to foster and sustain this vibrant expression and national identity. Close quotes, he said. Have you tried a museum?
We don't have a government museum.
Have you tried a Junkanoo museum? Have you tried incorporating Junkanoo in the UB arts, culture, history, curricula, like really, like a school of Junkanoo? Have you tried? There's so many things that you could do.
He's playing with our emotions. All of that was just hubris there. He's trying to manipulate.
Rhetoric.
Manipulate our thinking, but that's not nice.
Quotation, the ministry is committed to ensuring that all Junkanoo groups are empowered to fully participate and put on a spectacular display of creativity and talent for which our country is renowned. Quote, we look forward to witnessing the excellence that all groups will bring to Bay Street and will continue to support initiatives that honor and promote our cultural traditions. Close quote. Minister, who gave the prodigal sons more seed money? They supposed to be on a trial run. You supposed to make the prodigal sons.
You finished reading the article?
Yeah, that's the, it was so short, hey, like it didn't really.
The government's job is to give seed money to groups that is registered. Full stop.
All right, that's time to go to a break. A couple more texts came in.
I wanted you got to read the JCNP now, because the JCNP responded.
Well, where's their response? In the same paper? Because I see.
I can send it to you. Know, get I'll give you my phone. For
hold
a
on. Did they had a statement? Did they
statement.
Did they send it out to the media?
I don't know.
They just published it online, yeah, like
they
in
don't care
picture.
About the media much. We're going to a quick break. This is Guardian Radio AM. This is CA Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green is with me. We have a Man Down, Mash It Up Wednesday, where we combine both shows and we analyze the news. We will be back. We're talking about junk new and things ain't things, because what the minister do didn't help nothing at all. It just made things more complicated. Look like we're going to court and there's going to be an injunction over the use of this Valley Boy name, because the real Valley Boys need to stand up. We'll be right back.
Is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Right here in sunny Bahamas at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, you will want to tune in every Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. starting September 15th. I, Garth Minard Roseborough, will bring you a program where your opinions meet the facts, where fiction meets reality. I welcome you. September 15th, Guardian Radio for Remark. 96.9 FM, Bahamas.
So much things to say right now. They got so much things to say.
Come and join us every Wednesday night from 7:30 to 9 o'clock at Guardian Radio 96.9. Voices of the Diaspora presents two shows, Straight Talk and People's Voice, with Robertson Gironi and Aveje Exume. We educate, inform, and transform. Be sure to listen to Voices of the Diaspora from 7:30 to 9 p.m. every Wednesday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
I'm Sanz.
And I'm Debbie Deal.
And you know us from the Contractors Association. We're excited to talk about our new show coming to Guardian Radio called Nailed It.
We are going to be on Thursday nights between 6:30 and 7:30.
So we're very happy to invite everyone to listen into our shows as we talk about construction, design-related things also.
If you are a subcontractor, if you're planning on building a home or renovating, you need to be a part of this show and tune in.
Nailed It. We're bringing Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
When I die, bury me deep. Put two bottles of whiskey at my feet. I want six young girls across my chest. Say, Count Bernardino has gone to rest. So plain to see, everybody in life have a different philosophy. It's plain to see, everybody in life have a different philosophy. Some people work hard and they save, They know they can't take money to the grave. But money is on their mind. All they talk about is money all the time. But not me. I'm of a different kind. I got better things on my mind. I want to live it up, have my fun, drink my whiskey and drink my rum. When I'm feeling fine, I want women around me all the time. You know why? When I die, bury me deep, 2 bottles of whiskey at my feet.
When I die, bury me deep with 2 bottles of whiskey at my feet, right? It's September to remember on Guardian Radio. We start out the first part of our fall premiere. That means all kind of big shows, big debuts will be happening this month. Yesterday, Tuesday, at 6:30 p.m., there was the debut of Kenny's Corner with Kendini Campbell-Moss. Actually, if you tuned in yesterday after about the 6 p.m. news, it was for a thrilling, provocative adult conversations, right? That's Kenny's Corner beginning September 10th, which was yesterday on Guardian Radio. It's going to be every Tuesday. Also, this Thursday, which is tomorrow, September 12th at 6:30 p.m., we're debuting a new show called Nailed It. Nailed It is going to be with Debbie Deal and Leonard Sands with the Bahamian Contractors Association. This is going to be every Thursday at 6:30 p.m., issues dealing with the contractors, construction, and the build community. For contractors, for consumers, and for everyone. That's Nailed It beginning Thursday, September 12th, which is tomorrow on Guardian Radio. And next week, again, it'll be part two. Next week, again, it's going to be part two of our fall premiere, where they're going to be announcing new shows, all kind of big things happening on the Guardian Radio lineup. Also, if you have a Japanese import vehicle and no longer able to listen to radio news, talk, and music content on Guardian Radio, that means you got to go to the Hitspot, right? You got to go to the Hitspot, which is located on, where is that street again? Village Road?
Soldier Road, right below
Doesn't
the Village
Soldier
Road.
Road and Village Road join together?
Soldier Road, Village Road, then Wolf Road and Bernard Road. So Wolf Road, Bernard Road is east-west. Mm-hmm. Soldier Road, Village Road is south.
That means Soldier Road. You mentioned this ad. You mentioned Guardian Radio ad. You get the $79.99 special. This includes the VAT. So you get this $80 special, a little bit less 1 cent. And you get this band extender equipment. And it includes the installation. And this is running all through the month of September. So just mention this ad. You can take advantage of this discount. And then you're able to hear us. You're able to hear me at 11 o'clock. And you're able to hear Aaron at 10 o'clock. And we just be talking news and analyzing the news. Right?
Yeah.
But let's talk junk again. I'm continuing
well,
to talk.
Well, just before we go there, there's an interesting text, right? It says, Nuri, yeah. I always thought the talk show hosts were supposed to be unbiased. I wanted to respond to that, to say no. Journalists and politicians are supposed to be, policymakers are supposed to be unbiased. Journalists are supposed to be unbiased. We hope that media personalities have the integrity to declare their biases, right, as they do their work. But the media personality and talk show space is slightly different from the journalist space, right? And we allowed to use political satire. We allowed to be tongue-in-cheek and irreverent. We allowed to do those things. And what you demand from us is you demand integrity. That's what you demand.
I need to have integrity too?
Yes.
So you're just demanding, man. What's demanding? But let's talk junk. Right. I tried, Aaron, about 3 times. I reached out to the JCNP. I said, please, can you come on the radio so Aaron and I can ask some
questions?
Why
you said Aaron? Because, you know, I've been asking them for 2 years straight now.
They don't like you.
Maybe.
Because you rush for the spirit.
The greatest crab group in the history of Junkanoo, white people
that,
and the whole
every
world
time
except
you
for
mention
the
that, the JCNP said they ain't never coming.
And
on.
The colors, because we had bathroom.
Yes. My point, I asked them not to talk about the Valley Boys, because I know the Valley Boy issue is contentious and they want to be secretive, which they should be able to speak clearly on, right? I want to understand what is the role of the JCNP, right? I want to understand why you can say that if you ain't if you're coming on the Junkanoo or just registered for the first time, you got to rush for fun. What you mean rush for fun? Explain that process. I want to know the registration process. Do they have to pay money? Is if I register the group as Saxon Superstars, can I change the name to Superstars? Or is the Superstars named after the person who registered or anyone in the group?
If there's a group named Saxon Superstars, could I create another group just named the Superstars?
Or Saxons.
Or Saxons.
Yeah.
Like,
Explain the whole process.
Could I create a group called Anglo-Saxons?
And I want to know who the membership is for the JCNP. Simple questions, but they ducking me. They don't want to come on to the show. Because I reach out three times now. I say, hey, man, this is the time to come to explain the JCNP. And you can vaguely explain the process of the Valley Boys if you don't want to talk about it. Like, vaguely. Big broad. Right? You don't got to go into detail. If a new group comes up, you know you got to rush for fun. You say, who registers the group? Is there any fees involved in that? What is your mandate? Are you financed by the government? Right? Do you follow the protocols and procedures mandated by the government? Something to that effect, right? Where's your office, right? Are you all paid, right? General questions I think the Bahamians should be able to get, and we do not. You have a website. Where's the landing page? How to get in contact with you all? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Imagine we've developed this culture across entities where people think that being in charge of a thing makes them more important than the thing that they're in charge of.
Hubris, I think they call that. Mm-hmm. The Junkanoo community have huge hubris where they don't believe that they are duty-bound to explain things to the Bahamian
people. And I tell you, that's why I wanted to talk about that line in that play so badly. Only a real Junkanoo could understand the beat of the drum.
Only a real Junkanoo matters in Junkanoo.
That's the most problematic thing that I've heard in a long time.
The regular Bahamians does not matter in Junkanoo. It's for them. That's what they say. It's for them. And you could complain. You can try some big suggestions on how
to
improve
it. Well, then go in the bush and have your Junkanoo.
They say Bay Street belongs to them, too.
No, it can't belong to them. No? Bay Street belongs to me, the people.
Yeah. The JCNP, want me to find the article?
Find the statement. While you find the statement, I will begin reading from today's Tribune article. Both Valley Boys factions will receive seed funding. Youth Sports and Culture Minister Mario Boleg said dueling factions of the Valley Boys would each receive 30,000. Would each receive $30,000 in seed funding for the upcoming Junkanoo parades, but Junkanoo Corporation of New Providence, JCNP Chairman Dion Miller said only the faction led by Brian Adley would be allowed to compete as a Category A group in those parades. Stick a pin. Does that faction have enough people to qualify to be a Category A group? And if they are found to be, what do you call that, hiring, like headhunting? Like, if they're contracting, are they allowed to contract Junkanoos to their group?
My point is, right, did Brian Adley come and register the group himself, or he could send somebody to register the group? Does it have to be him specifically that registered? Does the group is called Brian Adley's Valley Boys, or just called the Valley Boys?
But they have to be Brian Adley's group now because the Registrar General tell them they can't use Valley Boys.
We're going into detail with that right now. I'm trying to see if you get that.
I don't have it.
I sent it to you just now.
Oh, you sent it to me. You don't want me to look at your phone?
I mean, you can look at my phone too.
I thought I was going to read it straight from your phone.
Whatever pictures you see,
You keep talking, man, that I have to go to the phone to find the article. We will continue reading from the Tribune article in a moment. You didn't send it to me.
I just seen the data during foolishness.
Okay, that's not a problem. Let's continue to read from this article. Mr. Miller said the faction led by Trevor Davis would participate solely as a fun group during the boxing and we're going to day parade. I imagine we're going to page 7.
Can they? My point is, can they do that?
The JCNP?
Yes. And then I seen Kermit saying yes. But if.
Have you declared your biases, Kermit? I know you ain't biased.
To rush as a fun group, do I have to register with the JCNP?
Yeah, you have to register.
So see where I go in.
Spirit had to register.
So if I haven't registered as the JCNP, I only registered as the Valley Boys, how can I register rush at the
Right,
fun
if
group?
The Registrar General tell you can't use the name Valley Boys.
See, that's where my point. they can't be a fun group rushing because nobody registered. And your registration closed, Cameron? The registration closed?
That's what they told so the way forward.
So unless you'd explain to me how you can register a group as a fun group who hasn't registered as a group, right? Something wrong.
No, no.
That's broken. The system broken. You know? And that's why I said, the JC cannot tell a group you registered as a a fun group because you don't register as a fun group yet.
Not just that. If Brian Adley's group is no longer allowed to use the name...
We ain't reached there yet, though. You just could take it. Okay, let's talk about that now. Let's talk about that because you're just reading thing I might send you. My point is, let's say Brian Adley's group. You're round about the name. That's a card battle.
You still ain't sent it.
What do you mean I sent it, Brian? I sent it.
Why you don't let me read it from your phone?
Then read it from my phone. Hold on. Yeah, my phone don't work.
His or mine? I know why mine ain't working.
Okay. Hold on. You grab that. Okay. It's not downloading. I'm not sure if...
All right. JCNP press statement for immediate release. They have a website? Where they release these things?
Social media.
They have a website?
Facebook. They have a social media site. You got to go. If you are on social media...
My producer is a man of integrity, so I will not laugh at what he just... told me, dear JCNP, you cannot be challenging the Registrar General's office decision and you don't have a website? You disseminate information on Facebook? Anyway, let me read from the article, Ree Valley Boys Junkanoo Participation in the Upcoming Junkanoo Parade Season 2024-2025. The Junkanoo Corporation, New Providence Limited, JCNP, after consultation with the Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture, the Honorable Mario Boleg, wishes to... How long does he get honorable yet? How long he been in?
In the house. He's honorable in the house. And he's a minister too.
Okay, I thought you had to serve two terms. Or is that just for pension?
You'd be honorable for life after that.
Which is to advise the Junkanoo community and the public on its position as it pertains to the participation of both Valley Boys Junkanoo organizations in the upcoming Boxing Day 2024 and New Year's Day 2025 Junkanoo parades, full stop. Why are they still acknowledging that they're two Valley Boys groups if the Registrar General say there could only be one carrying the name?
There you go.
I'm just saying that the language is very telling of the rationale. Mm-hmm. I mean, it exposes the rationale. Firstly, the JCNP thanks the government of the Bahamas, mainly the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, for entrusting the JCNP with the responsibility of the management and execution of the annual National Boxing Day and New Year's Day Junkanoo parades in New Providence, which the JCNP has successfully managed for the past 20 years. Stick a pin. That is open to be challenged, JCNP.
You know, Brian complained about them before.
Also, anyway, there's lots of shade in that sentence, yet nobody in Junkanoo have a piece of property they could grow a tree on?
They don't even have a auditorium.
I apologize for the tremendous amount of shade in that last statement in case people are offended. In keeping with the JCNP's rules and regulations, we wish to advise the Junkanoo community and the wider public that the Valley Boys, under the chairmanship of Mr. Brian Adley, having been duly registered with the JCNP... You say Julie? I know a Julie. I know a Julie. Having been duly registered with the JCNP since February 2024, will participate in the upcoming Junkanoo parades in the A Division. The JCNP wishes to further advise that the Valley Boys, the way forward led by Mr. Trevor Davis, is not a duly registered member of the JCNP and hence will be invited to participate in the upcoming parades in the F Division Fun category. So what happened? We don't have C Division? We don't have scrap groups anymore?
They call it fun.
They call it the F Division now?
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
It's like a BGCS thing.
I mean, this reads like a D is satisfactory, Mr. Nuri. Hmm. I'm going to be honest with you. And I say that understanding what it is I've just said and the weight of my commentary as inconsequential as it may be, but I'm troubled that this organization that would in one voice attempt to validate, right, its authority with reference to the minister, firstly, the JCNP thanks the government of the Bahamas, mainly the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, for entrusting the JCNP with the responsibility of the management of the execution of the parades. Hold on. But throughout the letter, you intentionally ignore what is essentially a ruling from the Registrar General's office.
Let's analyze the word entrusting. What does that mean? Who has the power?
The people who entrusted it to you, they can take it back
anytime. So the government has the power to take back the JCN because you entrust the power. Take the authority from the JCN by the wording they used. I entrust you with it and I could distrust you with it and put it in somebody else's hand, right? Because you have a mandate which is vested, the power that you get vested in you is given by me, right? Mm-hmm. The government. My concern is there's an argument over who is the Valley Boys. That's the argument.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that entity called the Valley Boys, whoever that is, would be able to rush.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure if the Registrar General sent a note to the JCNP, or if they did, what does that mean in terms of how they interpret it? I'm not even sure if the JCNP has a legal team, that they have a lawyer and their lawyer recommends to buy this.
They do have a legal team.
So who's the lawyer for the JCNP?
The Attorney General is their legal team.
No, that's for the government. The JCNP is a separate entity.
Who have been entrusted with a thing by the government. The protocol convention is, if you need legal advice and you don't have a duly constituted legal team as a part of your properly constituted entity, then you refer to the AG's office for advice.
I'm assuming that the JCNP has reached out to the Attorney General's office for some type of consultation.
You assuming that?
I assume it.
I assumed that Valley Boys had bathroom in their shack. I assumed that for a number of years. Mr. Newry,
I want to mention this, because I know you have a number of texts. We got to read that too. What happens now? Can the way forward, remember they changed the name back to the Valley Boys. Can the Valley Boys one, right? Go seek an injunction to say, hey, this is my name. You cannot use it, right? No way you can use it. And if they seek that out and get it, let's say they get it, is the JCNP duty bound to follow the ruling of that court order, the injunction, that whoever is the other group cannot use a name? And can that new name party, Junkler Group?
Let the JCNP state to the public that we are prepared to ignore the order of a court in the Bahamas. I already have somebody text in already and say, I'm ready to sponsor the Anglo-Saxons Junkler Group right now.
They register the Anglo-Saxons?
I just say, and I'm ready to rush if somebody ready to sponsor it. But we need to get registered. You could do what you want in the Bahamas, Mr. Newry.
The Anglo-Saxons.
Here's a text. How much money will each group get if one is an F group and one is an A group?
I'm not sure. But the other groups who were in the F group, right? So how much money did they get? The F. Let's go to Kermit. Kermit, how much money does...
How much money did the prodigal sons get,
2000?
Kermit? Yeah, how much money did they get?
Prodigal sons get 30,000?
30,000 actual dollars?
They're A group.
For the texter who said that aren't talk show hosts supposed to be unbiased, I would like to announce now that I am changing my life. I am changing, Corinne Mitchell, forgive me, but this ain't making no sense. Let's go to the text line, Mr. New.
Go ahead, go to the text line.
Tech says, I lived in this alternate universe called the Bahamas for 60 years now, and after all that time, I'm inclined to agree with KB, jokey leaders in a jokey town. Another texter says, I don't agree with the minister wasting the taxpayers' money to encourage foolishness. Like Solomon, he should have split it in half. Okay. Oh, we got a lot of texts in here. Here we go. Another text. Some Bahamians appear to have no moral compass to be lawful as long as someone gets money. Anyone who has gone through any anti-money laundering gifts of travel, precious items, and money are one of the key things money launderers use to buy favor with influences who can facilitate their illegal activity. This is why you will find the U.S. president won't even find himself in the same room with questionable individuals. He doesn't even want the appearance of a relationship. In the Bahamas, these shady people drenched in money get a promise of stem cell research licenses, moratoriums to protect their business ventures, and diplomatic posts to represent the country. Chester Cooper recently suggested writing acceptance of gifts into law. Shady, they wrote it into law.
I think that's already
text that they done write it into the law. Also, I'm very upset. I had to go, anyway. I have said every time I recall seeing.
You remember when we.
R. Kelly in the office of the Prime Minister.
We went in somebody's helicopter. Was that a shower? When we said we didn't have no helicopter, we had a.
Lady Green, the law is the law in the direction Bahamas, U.S., or Canada. The age of consent is 16 years, and Nygaard was a financier of political figures, and Bahamians felt prey. Repentance is important today. Another text. Good morning. Regarding this Junkanoo fiasco, you see that last test about like the big one?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if they was talking about Junkanoo or campaign finance reform. Mm. Good morning. Regarding this Junkanoo fiasco, it seems like in the Bahamas, government have absolutely no regard for copyright and the law that governs it. I hope they know that there are those outside of this country that do business with this country. They're taking notes, and as small as it may seem to us, the public, this has far-reaching consequences. Another text. Howard Grant. Oh, hi, Aaron. Tell Mr. CA he is mispronouncing September. He is saying September. Please ask him to stop. The radio station should not be encouraging poor English.
How do I say it?
They said you said September as opposed to September.
Everyone say September.
Howard Grant says the same thing. Dear Texter, I will put on my QC/ZNS community announcements hat and remind Mr. Newry as often as possible.
That's those people who don't believe Bahamianese and speaking Bahamian has a place, any place, that we are inferior and only colonial masters should
be. You ever heard Cockney? You ever heard them British people talk?
I speak better than
another
Cockney
text
people.
Says, yes, do it. Anglo-Saxons, do it. Another text says, yes, I am for it. Another text says, they're giving taxpayers money, $30,000 to Rush as a fund group. No, the Prodigal Sons is still registered as an A group despite their abysmal record of getting to Bay Street over the last couple decades. $30,000 they got again. Good morning. This is egregious, and the Bahamian people should be concerned with how taxpayers' dollars are being used. Make hard decisions. Only one group should be registered. Here's what I'm saying. The person who tabled an unaudited report in the face of an audited report, right? I don't know why they are part of the conversation. The people who still giving Prodigal Sons $30,000 worth of money, why are they a part of the conversation?
Anyway, Aaron, it's the end of the show. This has been Guardian Radio AM in September.
Hey.
September. Change how eyes talk. The audacity. It's a jokey leader in a jokey town. I can talk like how I want to talk.
Mr. Newry, what you talking about tomorrow, dead quick?
I have guests coming in. Oh, I gotta remember. Stuff. I don't remember who it is. I have guests coming in.
Okay, I want to play music.
Charity. I have charity. Some charity group coming in.
Okay, cool. I want to play some new Bahamian music.
You'll play
music.
We'll
get tons of it. But we can talk news as well.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. Guardian Radio AM with CA Newry. Have a great day, Bahamas. But most of all, stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.